Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States congratulates Somalia on the formation of its government and looks forward to working together to address the nation's challenges, said Ambassador Richard Mills, Deputy U.S. Representative to the United Nations. The challenges facing Somalia include reconciling the national government and federal member states, completing the review of the federal constitution, and achieving debt relief. The threat from the terrorist group Al-Shabaab remains a serious concern, as demonstrated by the horrific attack on August 20th at the Hyatt Hotel in Mogadishu. Ambassador Mills strongly condemned the attack and said the United States remains committed to supporting Somali-led efforts to defeat Al-Shabaab.
We congratulate the Somali National Security Forces for their successful offensive to drive Al-Shabaab from the Haran region. We are committed to using available tools to fight terrorism, including providing direct support to the AU transition mission in Somalia and to Somalia's security forces, as well as utilizing the 751 Somalia sanctions regime to designate Al-Shabaab operatives who continue to threaten peace and security in Somalia and throughout East Africa. We urge other member states to do the same.
As the single largest donor of humanitarian assistance to Somalia, the United States remains committed to respond to the unprecedented drought impacting over 7 million people who are facing food insecurity. The recent warning that a famine is projected next month is a sobering call to action for us all, said Ambassador Mills. Famine, he added, is a challenge no one country can address alone.
The international community must take concerted action, dedicating the necessary resources to prevent the growing loss of life and livelihoods. The United States government has provided more than $700 million in assistance to Somalia this year amid the unprecedented drought, which constitutes more than 70% of all the contributions received so far by the humanitarian response plan of the UN for Somalia. We encourage other international partners to expand their contributions for humanitarian relief.
The United States strongly supports the Somali people and remains committed to working together to advance democracy and mutual prosperity for both countries.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.